This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, good to be with you.
And Bridget, we got a couple of reminders here we want to let people know about before they're all gone. The Oberammergau.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a mouthful.
Say that fast.
Oberammergau trip next year.
Pilgrimage.
Is the 10th year. Every 10th year, the people of Oberammergau, the actual residents of the village there, put on a passion play. And that dates way back centuries ago to when the plague was coming through, and they made a prayer to God and said, you know, please stop this. Don't let anybody else in our village get this, and we'll put on a play once every 10 years. They actually put it on for the whole year, not just one play, but they'll put a passion play on every 10th year, and the play just gets bigger and better.
Everybody in the whole village puts on the play, which I learned that recently.
And so it's pretty incredible. That is coming up next year, and Catholic Radio is having a tour, a pilgrimage to Oberammergau and a number of other shrines and basilicas and holy sites throughout Germany. And where else are we going? Prague.
Central Europe,
Lucerne,
is generally
Innsbruck, Zurich, and a number of different places there. So that is coming up not this September, but September of 2020, September 12th through the 22nd. It's a 10-day pilgrimage, and we can only accommodate 30 people. You have to buy the tickets for the play way in advance because they're very limited, and I'm sure they put the play on every day, maybe even several times every day. But nonetheless, when you do it that infrequently and it's that big an event, tickets are very limited for it. So we have access to 30 tickets, and at the moment we have 17 people lined up for it. So we still have room. You can go as a double occupancy or go as a single. However you want. You can find out more information about it at our website, catholicradioindy.org, or you can call us here at the station, 317-870-8400. And we've got a couple of local priests that'll be going along as well. Father Tony Rowland will be going along, and a name you might have heard about somewhere along the way, Monsignor Joseph Schadel. A lot of people know Monsignor Schadel and have traveled with Monsignor Schadel. So he is going to be going on this, but we are down to a limited number of seats. So if you want to find out more about it, the dates are September 12th through the 22nd of next year, of 2020. And the prices and things like that are all on the website, catholicradioindy.org. Quickly, our dinner coming up. August 27th this year, we
had to think about that, didn't you?
Well, we used to always have it in the spring, and there got to be so many conflicts of other local organizations having dinner about the same time. We decided, well, let's just move it to the fall and let's always put it in September. Well, that sounded like a really good plan for a year, until last year we had the Archbishop as our speaker, and the only date he could accommodate was October 2nd, so it moved to October. And this year we had to move it to August, the end of August, to accommodate a schedule as well. So August 27th, Northside Knights of Columbus Hall, which has a new name. It's now the Northside Events and Social Club, but same place, 71st and Keystone. August 27th begins at 6 p.m. You can sign up for that right now on our Catholic Radio website as well, catholicradioindy.org.
And one thing I really love about being Catholic, and Jim and I talk about this a lot, is just all the wonderful ministries that we have in the church. And I really love that image that Pope Francis has really given us about accompanying people on the journey. And there's so many ministries that do that, and we meet people where they're at and bring them along. And today we're going to be talking about a ministry that ministers to those with same-sex attraction and those who love them. So today in studio we have our guest is Deacon Steve Hodges. He is a chaplain for the Courage Apostolate of in Archdiocese of Indianapolis. So welcome to Faith in Action, Deacon Steve.
Well, thank you, Bridget, and thank you, Jim, for inviting me to be here.
And I think this topic is really always, it's a big topic that is kind of very current in our culture in terms of how do we as Catholics minister to those who experience same-sex attraction. And so we're going to talk about that today, but I want to start off by talking a little bit about the mission of the Catholic Church and really all its ministries. I mean, really, the ministry of the church is to bring salvation for all people. I mean, that's why Jesus came, right?
Exactly.
And all of our ministries, sometimes we have to have that refresher because, you know, it's like, what are we doing here, you know? But is that like, so all ministries of the church fit with under that, within that umbrella, right?
Sure.
And so what then within that context is the ministry of the Courage Apostolate? Can you talk about that and its purpose?
Well, the mission of the Courage Apostolate is really to provide a safe place for men and women who actually have same-sex attraction to gather with other like-minded individuals to support one another to live a chaste life. They've come to the realization that living out as a gay person is not fruitful for them. Of their own free will, they come to these support group meetings to be part of a group that supports one another through prayer, fellowship. They pray together in community. And, you know, the mission actually of Courage is to draw people closer to Christ. And we do that by promoting a chaste lifestyle and participating fully in the life of the church.
Now, I'm sure to our listeners, the fact that there is such a ministry, at least to some of our listeners, is news that there is such a ministry. But kind of to the outside world, the non-Catholic world, I think there's kind of the perception of Catholics hate gays. They don't want anything to do with them. They're not welcome in the church. None of that's true, is it?
None of that is true. All people are welcome in the church, especially men and women who have same-sex attraction. And that's what this apostolate is all about. It's about supporting them, drawing them closer to Christ, and accompanying them on their journey.
We're talking with Deacon Steve Hodges. He is the chaplain of the Courage Apostolate of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And you've actually been involved. Well, first of all, Courage has been around for a couple decades now, right? How long has the Courage ministry been around, period? And then I know you've been involved with this ministry for at least close to a decade, right?
The Courage Apostolate was founded in 1980, so next year it'll be 40 years.
Oh, wow. I thought it was 25. It was 40 years old.
40 years old, and Cardinal Cook in New York City, kind of at the beginning stages of the AIDS crisis, asked Father John Harvey to begin a ministry to support homosexual men and women. At that time, because it was scary times.
Yes,
that were
it
going
was.
On.
And it's interesting that you brought that up. I was actually just having this conversation with my husband because we had in Indianapolis and still do the Damien Center, and mm-hmm. it was the Catholic Church that was out there when everyone was afraid to even minister to people who had AIDS. Mm-hmm. The Catholic Church was out there in the front ministering to these people through the Damien Center here locally in Indianapolis, and I'm not sure what time that started, but that was predated, I believe, Courage.
Yeah, and that Damien Center at that time was actually on the cathedral property.
Yeah, you know, it was.
It was at the old elementary school.
So I guess that just kind of goes back to the point that Jim was making, that, you know, the Catholic Church kind of gets a bad rap that, you know, we don't like certain people, but
right.
That's not the case at all. In fact, we've been ministering to them for the past 40, 50 years, and probably way before that, actually, if you want to go back to Christ, you know.
Many, many years, I'm sure. So, now, locally, we began a Courage chapter about 11 years ago, and I was asked to be the chaplain 10 years ago. So my very first meeting with this group was in March of 2009. So we just celebrated, I celebrated a decade as the chaplain with some of these folks.
Now you are a deacon now. Were you a deacon back then as well?
I was. It's interesting how that all started, too. there were about three or four men and women here in Indiana who found out about Courage just through shows like on EWTN or even on the internet, and they reached out to the main office, which was in New York City at the time, and wanted to know if there was a Courage chapter, and they were told there wasn't one. But they did share the contact information with those four individuals, and they met each other, and they started meeting together just to pray with one another and trying to begin their own Courage chapter. And after they were rolling for about 6 or 9 months, they sent a letter to Archbishop Beekline at the time and asked for a chaplain to minister to them. Well, Archbishop Daniel had just ordained 25 men as permanent deacons in June 28th of 2008, and I was part of those 25.
Wow, that was a big class.
It was a big class, but he received a letter about 2 months after that, and that ended up down at the deacon office, and they. He thought that one of the married deacons would be a good chaplain for that organization. So anyway, it came across my desk. I was asked to pray about it, and my wife and I investigated. Really didn't know anything about Courage at the time, but I felt God's call to learn more about it, and I accepted the responsibility and started meeting with the group. Met some wonderful people. Some awesome people over the course of the last 10 years, and a lot of people I truly call friends.
Now, we're going to be giving your contact information a number of times during our broadcast, but for people who may not be around for the end of the broadcast, how do people get in touch with you? How do people find out more about Courage?
Well, I have a local email address, so it would be IndyCourage, all one word, I-N-D-Y, Courage, @yahoo.com. You can reach me there anytime.
And then there's also the national webpage, which is www.couragerc.org. And I do want to, we will need to take a break here in a little bit, but I want to get started on talking a little bit about the kind of the overall idea of the gift of human sexuality. And it really applies to everyone, and everybody has challenges in this area, especially in the culture that we live in. So we're not necessarily saying, only those with same-sex attraction have to live a chaste life. Chastity applies to everybody. So do you want to talk about maybe just kind of the big overall gift of human sexuality and how we are to live this out as Catholics, no matter what our state in life is?
Sure, happy to. Well, we know that, human sexuality is it's a gift from God. It's a beautiful, it's a beautiful part of our living. But the church's understanding is that, that sex is there for a married couple, for a man and a woman. And it's really there for a twofold purpose. And one is unitive. One is to unite the couple.
To become one flesh.
To become one flesh, and it strengthens their love and their marriage bond. That's the first purpose. The second purpose is to be procreative and to be fruitful and multiply, to be open to life. And
from back in Genesis, right?
Right back to Genesis. Yeah, I mean it's very scriptural.
Yeah,
And that's the purpose of sex, according to the church's understanding, between a man and a woman who are married, and they need to be open to life for that. Okay. Everyone else, single people, are all called to live celibate and chaste lives.
That includes priests, that includes religious, that includes single. It's no one's really exempt from that.
That's correct. That's correct.
And it's for our good, right?
It is for our good. It allows us to be, have a better understanding of other, a greater appreciation for other people, to value them as human beings rather than as sexual objects, okay? And that's what chastity is. Chastity regulates the sexual appetite, but it allows us to see other people's human value first rather than their sexual value.
And there's even chastity within marriage in terms of, you know, we're not using artificial contraception.
Right.
You know, and there's even within the marital bond, mm-hmm. you know, there are still things that really are required in terms of chastity. You know, you're not going out with other people, you know, you're not having extramarital affairs, you
right.
know, so even within the context of marriage, there's still chastity within marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Anyway, I wanted to touch on those things. We're going to take a break here, but I wanted to touch on those things because I think sometimes we're just, it appears that, you know, maybe Catholics are singling out, you know, those of same-sex attraction, but really chastity applies to everybody no matter what your state in life is. So I'm glad I asked that, and I'm glad you clarified that. We're going to take a break. We're talking with Deacon Steve Hodges. He's the chaplain of the Courage Apostolate of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and we're going to be talking about more about the ministry and what you do when we come back for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, and we're talking with our guest, Deacon Steve Hodges. He's the chaplain of the Courage Apostolate of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, which is an apostolate that is ministering to those with same-sex attraction and those who love them. So, Jim, you had a question.
Well, when we talk about a ministry that deals with same-sex attraction, I'm sure to a lot of people something comes to mind, and you see them in news stories and documentaries at different times of organizations who exist for the sole purpose of fixing the gay problem, of taking someone who's gay and transforming them into a heterosexual person, you know, and that's the victory, that's the goal. That's not what Courage is all about, is that correct?
That's correct, Jim. Courage does not practice any reparative therapy. Courage is all about focusing on our spirituality and focusing on our relationship with Christ, so that we can live that single, chaste, celibate life that all are called to live.
And I think what's really interesting about the church's view on this, on helping people with this issue, is the world kind of has a view of how to live this out, but the church has a different view of that. You want to talk about that exactly in terms of the world might say, okay, live and let live, do whatever, but you have found, just even in your own ministry, that's not a really great option for people.
Well, it's not a good option for people. I have heard the witness and stories of so many men and women who have lived that kind of a life, you know, live and let live, and live a somewhat of a promiscuous lifestyle, and they found it to be totally unfulfilling, totally unrewarding, and
that goes for heterosexuals too.
Absolutely.
It's
not just for same sex attraction. It's just people that are promiscuous in general. You know, but.
Because it's kind of a misuse of the gift of human sexuality, and we're not going to be fulfilled when we're kind of doing things outside of God's plan, even though we may not agree with God's plan.
Right.
We still reap the benefits or whatever, the outcome of that.
That's right, yeah.
And the other thing I really like about what the church teaches is, you know, we look at people, and then we look at attraction, and we look at action.
That's right.
So you want to talk about those three things and how that applies to your ministry? Because sometimes people say, well, homosexuals are all bad or something like that. Or, you know, some Christians might say that. That's not how the church views this at all.
No, the Catholic Church views all people as inherently, you know, good, made in God's image and likeness, and they're children of God first and foremost. Okay.
Yep.
And because they have these attractions, that is not sinful. To have the attractions is not sinful.
Because we all have attractions that are not good for us and that
right.
would not be in God's plan for us.
That's right. But one gift that God gave us that is sometimes we forget about is that gift of free will. You know,
mm-hmm.
And we all have free will, whether to act or not to act. And the church would consider acting out on those attractions. That would be sinful. okay? And those are the things that draw you away from God instead of closer to God.
So person is good.
Person is good.
Everybody has attractions. That's not sinful.
Right.
It's acting on those maybe bad attractions or bad desires.
Bad desires, yeah. Okay.
So talk about, there is an upcoming conference, a National Courage Conference that's coming up in the Chicago area. When's the conference? Are you going to it? And what happens at something like that?
I am going to the conference. It is, let me see if I can find my dates. It's July 18th through 21st, and it's at Our Lady of the Lake Seminary in Mundelein, Illinois, which is north of Chicago,
okay.
Almost to Wisconsin. It's a bit of a drive up there, but it's the seminary for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and if you've never been there, it's a sight to behold. It's got huge lakes there. It's just beautiful property. But basically, the Courage Conference will be there. It's a national conference. Every other year, they have it at Mundelein, and the other years, they have it on the East Coast. So last year, they had it at Villanova in Philadelphia. But there will be people who are chaplains for Courage. There will be Courage members that attend, people that are involved with the National Courage Organization to put a whole group of speakers together for us. It's almost like a retreat.
It is. It looks like it, it. It honestly, when I looked at the webpage, and there's a great video there. I mean, it says encounter Christ, discover yourself, grow in holiness. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of the motto of Courage. And the conference just looked like this. Really, I mean, I thought, wow, this is great.
It is. It's
going to be like a spiritual.
It is.
You know, it's a conference, you know?
I mean, mass is held every day. We usually have a bishop that's our presider. It's a wonderful time to go. But there are also family members there of an organization called Encourage.
I'm glad
well.
You brought that up.
Yeah, and Encourage is a support group for family members of loved ones who have same-sex attraction, mm-hmm. okay? And it's important that they have a place to go to and to... You know, to basically find out they're not alone and how they can, best keep their relationship going with their loved one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, talking about the Courage Ministry, there's a lot of programs, quote unquote, where, you know, you go every Tuesday night for 6 weeks or first Tuesday of every month or whatever like that. Is Courage is not like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, what's the format of your ministry, I guess, at the local one, for those who want to plug in?
Well, locally, we meet generally on Saturdays.
Okay.
And usually 2 Saturdays a month. A lot of it has to do with my schedule.
Uh-huh.
If I have something else, if I've got to be out of town for a conference, or if I've got a wedding or something that day that I'm presiding at, then we move it around a little bit.
You're a busy deacon.
A little. But happy to do it for the glory of God.
Sure.
I usually send out an email to the group about a week or two before the next meeting. We meet in the afternoon at an undisclosed location.
Sure.
So
for privacy and confidentiality.
Yep, we assure them of that, and that's why we do that. And we meet for a couple hours. We always start out with a prayer. Once everybody arrives, we start out with a prayer. And then we read the 5 goals of Courage to remind us why we are there. And coincidentally, the 5 goals of Courage were actually written by the early Courage members back in the 1980s. So the members themselves actually wrote these goals. And if you'd like, if we got time, I'd love to share those 5 goals with you very quickly, okay? So we always read these collectively. Everybody gets a sheet and we read them. So goal number 1 is to live chaste lives in accordance with the Roman Catholic Church's teaching on homosexuality.
Okay.
Goal number 2 is to dedicate our entire lives to Christ through service to others, spiritual reading, prayer, meditation, individual spiritual direction, frequent attendance at Mass, and the frequent reception of the sacraments of reconciliation and Holy Eucharist.
Okay.
Number 3, to foster a spirit of fellowship in which we may share with one another our thoughts and experiences, and so ensure that no one will have to face the problems of homosexuality alone. Number 4, to be mindful of the truth that chaste friendships are not only possible but necessary in a chaste Christian life, and to encourage one another in forming and sustaining these friendships. And number five, to live lives that may serve as good examples to others.
That's awesome. And we could all live by those in a sense, you know?
Now, do people who attend this, you're talking about these Saturday meetings, is there like for 6 weeks, or do most people just come every time there's a meeting for the rest of their life, or how does that work?
Well, we've had some people that have been coming, you know, for 7 years. We've had some people that have come three or four times and then have not returned. Maybe they felt they've got what they got the benefit from it that they expected. We've had people that have moved out of state, so they don't come anymore. But it's purely up to them. It's optional, you know.
So what do people normally get out of this in terms of what kind of camaraderie or sense of peace do they get from attending these kind of conferences and just the meetings themselves?
Well, the first thing, they find out that they're not alone, okay? And sometimes I think when people struggle with anything, they think that they're the only ones that struggle. You know, we all have our struggles and different things, but that's the human condition, right? But in this particular one, they find out that there's other men and women who are having the same issues, but also have come to the conclusion that they want the church's help to live a chaste life.
And do they find peace and happiness through this process?
They
in
do.
Some cases?
They do.
Or most cases?
I'd say most cases.
You have been a delight to have talking with us. Could you give us the webpage one more time for the Courage website?
Sure. It's www.couragerc.org.
And the local contact or the email?
Would be indycourage@yahoo.com.
Our guest today has been Deacon Steve Hodges. He's the chaplain of the Courage Apostolate of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Or I know we're close to being out of town, but could you give us a quick blessing over our listening audience?
Happy to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good and gracious God, we praise you and thank you for the many gifts that you've given each and every one of us. We ask you to send your blessing down upon all who are listening today, and especially Catholic Radio Indy for all the good work that they do here. We ask all these things through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
God bless you, Deacon Steve. Thanks so much for being our guest.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.